Earlier this year, Governor Nathan Deal said not many states can boast a native son who has a national holiday.
I'm committed to finding an appropriate way to honor Dr. King on our Capitol Hill.
But in a letter to Deal, Eric Tidwell from Intellectual Properties Management says uses of Dr. King's name and IP rights without written permission constitute infringement. But WABE legal analyst Paige Pate says the King estate has no legal basis to challenge a statue.
In order for there to be protection under copyright law, the statue or the likeness would have had to have been something made by the King estate. And the same would be true with trademark protections.
However, Pate says the King estate would have a right to protect Dr. King's image against financial gain by another entity. Deal's chief of staff, Chris Riley, in an email response to Tidwell, said do not assume the governor would ever try to financially capitalize on the legacy of Dr. King. He is simply trying to honor a great Georgian. Rose Scott, WABE News.
And I'm Jonathan Shapiro at the state capitol. MLK statue legislation sponsor Calvin Smyrie said the King family's request was premature.
The timing at this juncture is not helpful, and this sort of makes it a sidebar, and it makes it kind of difficult when you're trying to get it done during the legislative process.
Smyrie's bill only lays out the intention to build a statue at the capitol. Funding, design, location, and schedule are all undefined. Smyrie did not expect the King family to be involved before the bill got final passage.
In my opinion, eventually we were going to have to get to that. I just didn't think we would be doing it during the legislative process.
Nonetheless, Smyrie remains confident his bill will pass by the end of session. It cleared the House overwhelmingly earlier this week and is currently in a Senate committee. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capitol.